Daniel chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream on his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the conclusion of the matters. Daniel said, I saw in my dream, and behold, the four winds of heaven broke forth upon the great sea. Four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I saw until its wings were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Behold, another beast, a second, like a bear, and it was raised up on one side, and 3 ribs were in its mouth between its teeth, and they said thus to it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I saw, and behold, another, like a leopard, which had on its back 4 wings of a bird. The beast had also 4 heads, and dominion was given to it. Well, I think that these different beasts that he's seeing, this sequence of beasts that appear, these parallel the different metals in the image of Daniel chapter 2, where he saw the vision that Nebuchadnezzar had seen, and he explained it, that the head of gold was Babylon, and then after Babylon there would come the breast of silver, and then the belly and thighs of brass, and then the iron legs, and then the feet, part of iron, part of clay. And this represents a series of empires that were to arise after the Babylonian Empire, and yet the little stone hit them and destroyed the whole image that stood complete. And so, yes, on one hand it talks about a series of empires that were to dominate Israel, and yet it also talks about the way that in the last days there will be a system of peoples and nations that will come together and stand there in domination over God's people and be destroyed by the coming of Jesus, who's like the little stone coming and hitting the image on its feet. And these different wild animals are the equivalent of the different metals in that image. So when you come up to this fourth beast now, this matches the legs of iron. So I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, awesome and powerful and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces and stamped the residue with its feet, and it was different from all the beasts that preceded it. And it had 10 horns, rather like the 2 legs of iron were followed by feet, on which on each foot was 5 toes. So the 10 horns are maybe a bit similar to the 10 toes. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another horn, a little one, before which 3 of the first horns were plucked up by the roots. And in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. I saw until thrones were placed, and one who was the Ancient of Days sat. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and its wheels burning fire. A fiery stream came forth from before him. Thousands of thousands ministered to him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. So then, this clearly looks forward to the second coming of Jesus and him holding judgment on this earth when the books are opened, as we read in the book of Revelation. I saw at that time, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke, I saw even until the beast was slain and its body destroyed, and it was given to be burned with fire. As for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. So just as in a sense all the metals of the image are there in the image because it stands complete at the last day when the little stone hits it, so here. It speaks as if all the beasts are somehow judged at the same time. So all the historical enemies of Israel will somehow come alive again in this last, let's say, entity, this group of nations, this union of nations and peoples that will come together to dominate God's people in the very last days, and who will be destroyed by Jesus at his coming. I saw in the night visions, and behold, there came with the clouds of the sky one like a son of man. And he came up to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. There was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all the peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Clearly talking about the establishment of God's kingdom on the earth, ruled over by Jesus, that will not ever pass away. I came near to one of those who stood by and asked him the truth concerning all this. So he told me, "These great animals which are four kings who shall arise out of the land. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom for ever, even for ever and ever." So the saints of God, that's us. And a saint, in its simplest term, it just means a special one, a called out one. And that's the simple truth, that we're all saints. It's not so that all this person is a saint, but not me. We're all saints, and Paul uses that term when he writes to people, churches. He says, "I'm writing to the saints, to all of you, in whatever church you're in." So we are special. That is the simple truth, that we are special to God. Then I desired to know the truth concerning the fourth beast, which was so different from all of them, exceedingly terrible, whose teeth were of iron and its nails of brass, which devoured broken pieces and stamped the residue with its feet, and concerning the ten horns that were on its head, and the other horn which came up, and before whom three fell, even that horn that had eyes and the mouth that spoke great things, whose appearance was more aggressive than its fellows. I saw, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. So the saints there could be Israel, or they could be us as the chosen ones of God, the Christian believers. But whatever, it means that at the very time that Jesus comes back, this little horn from the fourth beast, which is, as it were, one of the toes on Daniel's image of chapter 2, is going to have apparent victory over God's people, because the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. So the saints who are persecuted then possess God's kingdom. So I think, unfortunately, it probably does refer, that term, the saints, it probably does refer to us, because it's the same saints who are persecuted who then possess the kingdom. So there will be some form of persecution before Jesus comes back. It may not necessarily be physical, but it's certainly, you can see it there spiritually, that we live in a world that almost persecutes anyone who tries to be righteous. So, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on the land, which shall be different from all the kingdoms, and shall devour the whole land, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. Well, I take the land there to be the land promised to Abraham. So, the enemies of Israel are going to dominate for a short time in the last days. As for the ten horns, out of this kingdom shall ten kings arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be different from the former, and he shall put down three kings. He shall speak words against the Most High, and shall wear down the saints of the Most High, and he shall think to change the times and the law, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and half a time. Well, if you take a time as a year, that could be a time, 1 year, times, 2 years, and half a time, half a year. So then you'd have 3.5 years, which is the same as 42 months, the same as 1,260 days. These time periods that you keep bumping into in the book of Daniel and Revelation. And it does seem that there will be this 3.5 year tribulation before Jesus comes. And of course it may have started, just depends how you define tribulation. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it to the end. The kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Here is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts much troubled me, and my appearance was changed, but I kept the matter in my heart. Just what you read of Mary, the mother of Jesus, doing, pondering these things in her heart. And that is what we should be doing, pondering these things in our heart. That's what spiritually minded people do. You reflect upon these things and try to understand. And I think why Daniel was sad was because he was hoping that the kingdom was going to be established in his lifetime, and he was obviously getting older now. And yet he saw that really there was going to have to be quite a lot of stuff going on before the kingdom of God was really established. So it was sad for him that he had to die, but as we'll read in chapter 12, he had the great assurance of resurrection to be in God's kingdom.